Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success. So welcome everyone to today's episode. Thank you for joining me. And I'm excited to introduce you to Marcy Newman. She is the Heart Shift Coach and her company is called Heaven on Earth Academy. So I'm excited to learn more about what a Heart Shift Coach is. So welcome to the show, Marcy. It's lovely to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm really thrilled to be here and to have this opportunity to share such important information with everyone. Ooh. Because there are these misnomers, right, about business and how life should go. And so, yeah, we get to talk real talk.
I love that.
Okay, quick pause. This episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass. If you've been avoiding your finances and quietly hoping it won't catch up with you, we want you to hear this. You're not failing. This is incredibly common for most business owners. Most people don't avoid money because they don't care. They avoid it because it feels heavy, confusing, or stressful. In our free live masterclass, we're going to show you a clear, more supportive way to handle your finances so your business can actually support your life. You can learn more and save your seat at lessmathmoremoney.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
That's great. So let's talk a little bit about what is a heart shift coach and how did you become one?
Yeah. So first off, I am the only heart shift coach. It's actually based on a process that I've created. I've been in this business now for over 50 years of helping people to heal their hearts. And so with that, I have had many years of experience, many different kinds of clients, many different personal life experiences as well. And so heart shifting is the culmination of all of those years of working with people. And it is when we learn that any time that we have a struggle in life, it's an indication and even an invitation to bring whatever is struggling in our mind down into our heart. And what the heart does is it knows exactly what's needed in that moment to mitigate the effects of the struggle, number one, but also how to transform the energy, how to direct us and guide us to transcend it and transmute the energy so it's now accessible to us in a free form, right? A form that can actually create the things that we want to experience. So that's what a heart shift is. And that's what I teach my clients.
I love that. That does sound very complicated. Is it very complicated?
Not at all. In fact, it is so natural to us that once we learn how to do it, it's, oh my God, I can't believe I keep forgetting to do this. Because we're hardwired to do this. We are, from my belief system anyway, divine beings. And as such, we're meant to live in this divinity, right? Which means that we have the ability to transform our thoughts and transform our energy so that we can create something new.
I love that. So tell me a little bit more about how you help your clients do that.
Yeah.
Sounds fascinating. And I love that it's inherent, but I would think there's a lot of things that you need to make yourself aware of and to move those thoughts in the right direction.
To tell you the truth, I've whittled it down to just a few things that are really more reminders than learning how to do something. I believe that all of this is us coming back into the memory, number one, of who we are. Number two, that we already have all these mechanisms, this circuitry within us to do it. So having said that, I think the simplicity of it is that once you learn to discern between the language of the ego and the language of the heart, there just is no question about which one you want to follow. Now, what happens with the ego, because we know that its job in its own mind is to keep us safe, it tries to do that from a place of fear. As long as it keeps us fearful, it prevents us from moving forward and prevents it from losing control over us. It wants us to be that four-year-old hiding behind the couch, afraid of the whole world. When we learn to heart shift, we then can really learn to discern the voice of the heart or the higher self. Quite opposite, it always wants us to go forwards. It wants us to experience more and more of life. It also knows that it's got your back. So there's nothing to be fearful of, no matter what happens. It's this innate messaging that regardless of what it looks like on the outside, and even when you're experiencing it, there's something innate within that experience that's always in your favor. Whether it's to remind you about who you are, to help you to build strength or resiliency, to help you to get clear about what it is that you want and what you want to create, and also to get more in touch with yourself as an energy being and as a creator. So every experience is there to really remind us about who we are and how powerful we are. So when I'm working with a client, those are always my directions. It's being able to designate what in the experience is ego-based and the ego has produced this effect, and what is of the heart or the higher self, and then how to cultivate the courage that it takes to follow your heart in a world that only wants you to follow your head.
So true. It's so funny because I was thinking people talk about the ego, it's always in a negative way.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily always the case. I do know that it's trying to keep us safe, but I guess we need to have the awareness of, is this safety or is this fear?
And they can be both, but nonetheless, it's like when you were a child, right? You might have been afraid to try something, and then you tried it and you were successful and you're cheering and clapping and you're so excited and so proud of yourself. You have the potential to experience that every single day. So it's really just a matter of remembering, oh yeah, that's the ego, that's its job. Let me give it some love. And let me now look in this direction where the higher self is saying, follow me, follow me. Yeah, let the ego play over here for a bit and you follow me. Let's go have some adult experiences.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about your clients. Do they have anything in common? Are they mostly women or men? Are they geographically or demographically similar, or are they just all over the board?
Yeah. I would say for the most part, they are women, and they are women who have been on a spiritual path, who have an understanding of spiritual principles, but haven't yet been able to find the freedom, the fulfillment, and the clarity about who they are. And so they're in that gray zone. Many of them have been in the downward spiral at least once, maybe twice, three times. It doesn't matter. Each time we stand up and we look again and we learn to take actions. So my clients are typically women, as I said, professionals, because they have this perspective about life where they're willing to try, right? They're willing to do all these things. And so a lot of times they're entrepreneurs and they have this creativity and this curiosity and that's going, but it never quite comes together. And so my job is to energetically figure out, and you're going to love this, figure out the blueprint that's necessary so that they are raising their vibrational frequency, utilizing only energies that have the capacity to create what they want to experience. And this is when we step into more of a mastery of life, because we're calling upon all the wisdom, right, that we've accumulated from all of those experiences. But we're also calling upon our heart. We have learned that we can't trust the head. The head, 97% of our thoughts are governed by the ego. So How much trust can you put there? But because we've grown up in these societies, these cultures that have programmed us to, rather than follow our heart, to become more patriarchal in our approach to things in a very linear way, we're very often like in this nowhere land, right? We're in the muck and the mire of not being able to move forward in the way that we're wanting to and desiring to and frankly deserve to. But it's only because we're not in our feminine heart, we're in the masculine heart, and we're not masculine. So we get so confused, and this is a lot of what I deal with, because yeah, we are women and we have our own type of hardwiring, you might say, that we need to follow in order to be successful and fulfilled. That fulfillment is huge because success, if you're looking at it through the eyes of that linear path, I'm just going to say it, you'll never achieve it. You'll never achieve it. You can't have the fulfillment that your heart really desires. So you'll never achieve according to that path. And so we come into the feminine heart so that we can really determine, all right, what's the heart shift? What are the heart shifts that need to take place? What are these beliefs that you have that keep leading you astray? What is the dense energy that's connected to those? And by the way, we do not need to go through all your childhood and pull up all the trauma and everything. That's why people stay out of working on themselves. They're so afraid of the pain. And I'm not going to say that there isn't pain, but it's the pain of stretching, the pain of expansion, and the suffering that we put ourselves through in letting go of what hasn't even worked so far. But that's all part of the programming. So when we learn to just stay in our hearts, we don't suffer like that anymore. And that's always my promise to my clients. Yeah, initially, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be uncomfortable. You're so accustomed to trying to meet these goals, meet this linear path and all of its layers of success according to what you've been told. And God knows how you have contorted yourself, how you have betrayed yourself, how you have abandoned yourself in order to achieve that. And my heart goes out to you. But my personal mantra is, that was then and this is now. That was then and this is now. And every single one of those experiences have helped us to clarify right now, you know, like, okay, we need to let go of this and let's turn in this direction and see what happens. It's where all the magic is, because the moment that we do that, even if we're bold enough to say, what if it could happen? The universe just goes, oh, there she is. Finally, I see her. I can feel her. Oh my God, she said, what if? Let me show her. And that's literally what happens. It lays itself at your feet and it says, here's the world, darling, that you've been waiting for. Now, let's take a walk and let me show you not only what's possible, but that you are unlimited in your potential to achieve this because you've been hardwired.
Wow, that is quite something to think about, our hardwiring, our
yeah.
dense energy. And I would think too, a lot of it, you talked a little bit about society, is expectations of
yeah.
what does this person perceive me to be? And do I have to stay in that lane? And what does that person perceive me as? And, you know, what if I go against that? That fear pops up, doesn't it? How are they going to treat me? Are they still going to love me? All those kind of things.
There was a time in my life where I had to make some very difficult decisions. And the result of that was that I walked away from nearly everything that had defined me for almost 30 years. It included my marriage, my home, my community, my job, my friends, and even some of my family that were just not going to have it. I was coming really into my authentic self, and she wasn't backing down anymore. And so I was working with this wonderful therapist and guide who said something to me that will always stay with me. And she said, Marcy, if you want to have it all, you have to be willing to risk it all. And I'll tell you something, from that day forward, it was almost as if I had blinders on and all I did was follow my heart, because the result of that was nothing like I could have imagined when I was trying to appease everyone else. They had such a limited vision of me. Oh, I have God bumps as I'm saying that. They had such a limited version of me in their mind because they only knew what they wanted and needed from me. So the version of me stepping outside of that did not make them happy. I'll tell you that right now. But when I kept this in mind, I had to be willing to risk it all to have it all. What that meant was that anyone who had the capacity to love me as I am, to appreciate me and to respect me, and most importantly, support me. This is a journey that none of us can imagine, right? That we're going to be on because we're so programmed to do this and this. So in those moments, I really started to love myself in a way that I had never, ever allowed myself to before. Because just as you said, I was living up to everybody else's expectations. I had a criteria that I was living by that wasn't even mine. It was just this whole conglomeration of all the people who I really wanted to love me. And I wanted to please them and I wanted to live up to their expectations, but there were many that I didn't, because the real, true, authentic me knew that I needed to be something different. And I just have to share with our audience like what happened to me. So we didn't share any of my bio or anything, but from an academic point of view, I was a registered nurse and a ordained spiritualist minister way back in the early 70s. So my career was as a liaison between those two worlds. What happened when I literally stepped out of one world and stepped into the next that was being created as I walked it? When I tell you the universe laid itself at my feet, it was as if dams were open, doors flew open, and they flew open inside of me. What was the first thing that happened? I started to see myself manufacturing products, and they were law of attraction products. This was before The Secret even came out. And they were literally, I called them training wheels, how to teach this processing that was based on real universal law, real science, energy. The moment they started to come into my awareness, I started to see them in complete detail. Now, I told you, nowhere do I have business, nowhere do I have manufacturing in my background, nowhere do I have package design, none of this. In 6 months, I had 8 products on the market, on the shelves, and I started to win international awards for new products on the market. Can't make this stuff up. You just can't. But it's what happens when we align with our authentic selves. I'm telling you, the universe is like so ecstatic because it finally has a place for all of its love to land within you. And so all I did was I followed its guidance. I'm going to make a full confession. At the time, I didn't know how to send an email. I didn't know how to do anything. But I hired somebody who had experience, who taught me how to put my computer together, how to send an email, how to find out information. And that's how the two of us got those 8 products on the market. And I'm telling you, they were such a sensation that I started to get contacted by all the big names in the industry. can you make something for me? Can you do this? Can you do that? And spirit showed me otherwise, but that's how incredible they were. They were game changers. And I'm going to tell you right now, it just has never stopped. There's not a day that goes by where I'm not creating something else. And I've learned to, at this point, I don't even question it. Oh, okay. Well, all right, just show me, bring that person to me, open that door for me. And that's the way it works.
Wow. That is something else, I tell you.
It's crazy.
You're amazing, Marcy. So just give us a little bit of, if somebody is wanting this, you know, to feel their own intuition and to start down the path of loving themselves and doing what they feel is right and finding that feel, what would be their first few steps?
Number one, you have to be willing. You have to be willing to put aside everything that's not in alignment with that. And sometimes that's people. Sometimes that's places. Sometimes that's old. It's always old belief systems, right? Because they're like cement shoes. They keep you right where you are. And so you have to be willing to accept that this is how you're meant to live. We are not meant to live following these roles that everyone else sets out for us. It keeps us small and it keeps us separate, even from the divinity that's within us. That's all creative life force energy. We're here to be creators, but we get to choose. Oh yeah, I can create from the fear. I can create from dense energies. I can create from limited energies that don't have the capability of creating what I want and then stay in this frustrated state and in this confusion and say, oh, I'm not loved. And I don't know what you're talking about. None of that stuff works. And, you know, all of that, you can stay there or you can be willing to flush that out, let it go, and adapt and adopt new beliefs, but not even with the expectation of staying there. Because as your frequency, as your conscious awareness grows, you now have access to new information. I can tell you I'm not the same person I was last week. I've had some incredibly phenomenal things happen that like just blew my mind. And that's what I want. I want to live every day where it blows my mind and reminds me to come into my heart.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing.
My mind doesn't have the capacity to take it all in, but my heart, it just has a panoramic view and endless horizons. And it just says, okay, Marcy, yeah, put on your big girl panties today. Let's go.
All right, Marcy, there are people listening and they're saying, I need to put my big girl panties on. How do I reach out to Marcy? What's the best way for them to find you?
So marcynewman.com, which is marcyneumann.com. You can look me up by Googling me. You can go to the Heart Shift Coach. One of my other websites is selfloveuniversity.com. And just reach out to me. Social media, all the same thing. I love to talk with people. I love to hear your stories. And I love to help you disentangle from the part of your story that's keeping you small and separate from who you really are.
That's fantastic. Yeah, because you have the passion. You've been there. You walk that walk.
Oh, yes.
So my last question for you, Marcy, this has been so much fun, but I can't keep you on forever. I'm sorry.
But, I am too. This has been great. I've loved being here with you.
Oh, that's so lovely. My last question is, if you could provide one tip to make the world a better place, what would that be?
Know that not only...
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it.
Such a delight. We will put
thanks and we'll see you.
the next episode.
All of your websites that you mentioned in the show notes so everybody can get there really quickly. And I just thank you so much for joining me today. This has been wonderful and optimistic and exciting. So thank you.
It's been absolutely delightful for me. And I just want you to know it's a real honor to be here with you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.